Warralili pre-game interview.
We're going to get down to Simon Lloyd for Warralili, standing alongside a very good afternoon to our own Jason Doherty.
Yes, thanks, Kingy. Yes, down here in the race with GM of Football, Simon Lloyd, and we were just talking off air. Simon, great to have the reserves before the senior game on the MCG. It doesn't happen that often.
No, it is very special, and we had it last week as well, so it's great to see, and all our senior players love watching the players that are coming through.
We're just talking about some of the players. You're lauding Sam Simpson today. He's been going all right out there in the reserves.
Yeah, look, they've had a tough day. They started the first quarter. It was probably very even pickings, but didn't make the most of our forward 50 entries and missed a lot of shots on goal. And Mitch Nevitt has just kicked a good goal, which is great to see, but Sammy Simpson... held my breath there. He had a big back with a flight and took the mark, which ended up in a shot on goal. But he's looked very good. Probably our best player to this point.
Simon, thanks for joining us. Kingy Neildy and Benny Cass talking to you from the K-Rock box. Tanner Bruin, after three games, we thought he'd been okay, but you've sent him back. What's he been sent back to work on? And if it's to get the footy, hands on the footy, he's certainly done that with 31 disposals so far.
Yeah, look, I suppose today is just about allowing him to get out there and play with a bit of freedom. It obviously becomes a bit of a challenge when all of a sudden, you know, Mitch Duncan comes back into the team and Collar Jasny, and, you know, we've obviously made some changes and more experience back in it today. But, you know, Ollie Henry will obviously play in some way, shape or form today as a sub. And but, look, Tanner's going to be... This will happen throughout the year with different players. They'll be managed, and he'll play a lot of senior AFL football this year, and he's very important to our future. And he's going well today.
Brandon Parfitt's not out there in the VFL, Lloydie. Is there plans for him to be running around at 3:20 this afternoon, or is he not playing at all?
We'll have to wait and see on that. So we do... When you do have a curtain raiser, there are players that need to be held over, and... we've got two players that, you know, not saying it's Brandon, but it may be, that are held over, and we'll just need to wait and see how everyone pulls up. But so, everyone seems good at the moment.
So you're going to make us wait 13 minutes, Lloydie?
Oh, well, that's your job. You're meant to work through that, Kingy. Speculate.
No.
I'm going to follow him down to the rooms after we finish this interview. We'll watch out.
We just want facts, but that's okay. Sam De Koning, how 8 days on has he recovered from that knock?
Yeah, he's trained well this week, so he's gone through, you know, all the protocols, and we expect him to be available and get the full tick off for next Sunday.
Simon, it's Ben Cass. How's the mood been? Obviously, I don't think you would have scripted 0-3, but you are where you are. And how's the mood been over the last sort of week and a half since the Gold Coast game?
Yeah, Ben, I'd like a win. I know I've been pretty grumpy around the house at different points of time, so you need to just sort of shelve it and just smile and nod and all that sort of stuff. But it's... look, for us, you know, we're in the business. We're here to win games of football, and... Yeah, for us, you'd like to walk through the hallways of the corridors of the footy club and not know whether we've won or lost. So we like to be consistent in our approach from week to week, and you would find that. So I'd say that, you know, whether we win today, you shouldn't really see much of a change, but you do become a bit more buoyant, you know, when you are on the winner's board. And I think this time last year we were 2-1, and sort of, you know, you do have to be careful not getting caught up in a lot of the noise on the outside, because... Really, if we win the game today, if we happen to win the game today, we're one game out of the eight.
Do you sometimes have a chuckle at some of the things that get thrown around after three rounds of footy?
Oh, yeah, look, yeah, you do. But again, it's all relative, I suppose. It's, you know, this time last year, we'd played three games. We lost to Sydney when Buddy kicked his 1,000th, and were 7 goals down in round 3 against Collingwood, and managed to get up and win that game, and obviously beat Essendon in the first round. So we're 2-1. And tracking okay, but we still had a lot to fix, and we feel that there's been games in the first three rounds where, you know, we were close to, I think we were 4 goals in front of Collingwood at one stage in that third quarter, so it shows we're not far away with certain things, and got within 8 points of Carlton. But again, that's not good enough unless you're finishing the game, so that's the aim, and we're very clear on what we need to do today to you know, get the right result.
For Warralili, the premier place for families to live. Speaking with Geelong footy boss Simon Lloyd, here's Mark Neild.
Lloydy, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Neildy.
Hey, mate, a couple of things. You mentioned, you used the term noise. Yeah, there's always that around, and that's sort of your day-to-day sort of current reality stuff. Are you able to give a bit of an insight to our listeners about some of the bigger picture things the playing group are focusing on with regards to the way they're playing?
Yeah, I suppose, Neildy, there's obviously the, you know, there's a team facets that, you know, we're really working on, and you do need to be careful as our coaching group are very clear on, you know, not overcomplicating things. So there's two to three things that we know that if we get right today, you know, we'll perform well. So you have those facets, but then from the other side of things, there's the individual performance. So there's certain players that, you know, there's certain players that are going well, but there's some players that, you know, probably aren't going as well as they have been previously. So no doubt they're working on those individual things with their line coaches. So I suppose it's a roundabout way of, you know, there's the individual part of your performance, but how does it all click into gear? And I suppose when you're a little bit off, and I found even against Carlton, we're going at half rat power, I thought, and you know, we still got close, but you do need to be really connected as a group. When it's, you know, we talk about being connected when it's calm, but when it's also chaotic, and that's what you do having games of football, you do need to be really connected.
Absolutely. Another extension of that connectedness, if you like, is having a new player leadership group. Can you give us a bit of a look at to what they get up to? What's the week look like for, say, you know, Paddy Dangerfield, Tom Stewart, from a leadership point of view?
Yeah, look, those two will, you know, they'll catch up early part of the week. You know, this week we've caught up as a group, as we regularly do, and have a chat and identify, you know, key aspects of just more individuals, you know, through the group that we need to focus on. But similar to last year, and this is where, you know, things haven't changed dramatically, but we regularly catch up with a group of, you know, 12 to 15 players, and we've had that this week where, you know, a large group of players have sat down with the senior coach and myself and others, and we've talked about key things we need to go after. And so really, you know, we've kept that going. But, you know, we've always said it's just not Patrick Dangerfield and Tom Stewart. There's a large group of players in, and whether that's, you know, the list goes from whether it be, you know, Mitch Duncan or, you know, Isaac Smith, Tom Hawkins, etc. That's a very large group of players that own this football club.
Thanks for that, mate. That's a terrific insight. Now, this is a last one from me. Now, you've got to be truthful here, Lordy, and I don't want one of these throwaway political answers that you've become very good at giving, by the way. I want to know how much chocolate you've eaten in the last 3 days.
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I've actually, Neildy, I've gone on a new diet at the moment.
So one?
I've gone, this is the first.
You haven't answered the question, though.
Yes. No, so I haven't overindulged. Wow. Yeah, I've actually gone there. But I might, if we get the points today, I might go hard tonight.
Well, I might hold you to that, because I was going to ask, you know, you and your skin folds and all that sort of stuff, we know they're very... Now, have you laughed, Lordy, by the way? Did he smile, Jase?
Yes, no, he's smiling now. It's okay. You're okay. You're on the right side.
Lordy, I will share the $50 I just won for making you laugh.
Fantastic
work. And enjoy those chocolates, and good luck. He's Kingy, mate. He'll get you back on track.
Lordy, Henry Conway Menegola, all TBC Geelong, by the AFL website in terms of injuries. Have you got any time frames, or are we still working to... There's no weeks attached to that trio?
I think all along we've been saying that, you know, obviously Jack Henry's medium term, so we'd either side of mid-season. Menegola and Toby, you know, Toby's now started to run and started to get moving. So again, we need to think for Toby. It's a bigger picture for Tobes. There's obviously a big ruckman, and we expect him to play a lot of football this year, but he is starting to move, and you know, scans have looked good, and they're really positive. And you know, look, Sam can't take a trick at the moment. He's had his wisdom teeth out during the week, and you know, he's obviously had his knee cleaned up as well. So that'll be down the track. But Sam, they're all very important players to us, and we need them back.
No Shannon Neal today, and no O'Sheen Mullen. Can you just give us an update on those two? Because we've had some fans who like to follow the younger guys, just wanting to know where they're at.
So, yeah, O'Sheen had a slight hamstring, so and looked really good a couple of weeks ago. So, he shows we definitely see AFL traits within O'Sheen, and his parents have just flown over from Ireland as well, so they're here for a period of time, so hopefully they get to see him play some football. And sorry, who was the other
Shannon
one?
Neal.
And Shannon Neal, look, he's coaching on the coach's bench at the moment, so we've missed him today. He actually would have played a lot of, I'd say he would have played a fair bit of senior football in the early part of the season, so he's had the slight ankle, so you know, hopefully, you know, in the not-too-distant future for Shannon.
And one last one before we let you go. Simon, I know you love contract questions, but One of the bright spots in what has been a tardy start has been Asava Radagalia. I believe he may be out of contract at the end of this year. And if he continues in this sort of vein of form, and he's very young at the Caper in terms of playing down back but showing great signs, I'd imagine there'd be some clubs coming for him. He's still only 24. Are you looking at extending his contract? Are there any talks, or are you just waiting till the end of the year?
Oh, with these sort of things, you don't wait till the end of the year, nearly. And
Hey, that's not me, Lloyd. Come on,
it's
come
Benny,
on.
Is it? Yeah, sorry, Benny. On. Sorry, Benny.
You were getting a bit serious on me there, Lloyd.
It's a good question, Ben. Yeah, it's a good question. I should have known.
You thought it was right.
He just laughed again with the good question. He couldn't believe it.
There's $100.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, so, look, you know, this is something that I suppose Andrew Mackey and our list management team, we're meeting regularly and working out where things are with certain contracts. But you can obviously see how important Asava is to us and our future. And, we're having ongoing conversations with Asava and his management.
Lloydie, really appreciate your time. Wish you the very best of luck this afternoon.
Gee, you guys have really painted me as a really serious person. I do laugh a lot.
Oh, I don't know where. No, Lloydie, we're on air. We can't go there.
Good luck, Lloydie. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Simon Lloyd, head of football at The Catch, joining us. Thanks to Warralilly, live in Geelong's most awarded community.
Warralilly pre-game interview.